You are listening to an edited version of Get Radio's Business Brunch, which airs every Sunday at 11 a.m. on DAB Digital Radio across Oxfordshire and online at getradio.co.uk. For copyright reasons, we cannot play the songs mentioned in the show. But for more info and Business Brunch related content, head over to getradio.co.uk.
Get Radio's Business Brunch with Ben Thompson.
Sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. The friendly, no-pressure networking group for Oxfordshire's business people. Discover our membership packages to help you grow your business at obcn.co.uk.
Good morning, this is Get Radio and welcome to the Business Brunch. With me, Ben Thompson, owner of Thompson & Terry Recruitment. Every week, I'm really fortunate to be able to interview the greatest businesses and share the stories and the expertise and knowledge of business leaders large and small with you, the listener. And this week is going to be no different. It's a really, really important one for our next generation. And today's show, we're actually talking about preparing young people for the world of work. And to do that, we're joined by Lindsay Powell and Chas Snell of Easier. This is the Business Brunch with me, Ben Thompson. We'll introduce our two experts after this. Get Radio. Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. If you are just tuning in, today we're talking about preparing young people for the world of work. And to do that, we're joined by two Oxfordshire experts, Lindsay Powell and Chas Snell of Easier. So for those who don't know you, Lindsay, introduce yourself and indeed your business and your background.
Yeah, so I'm Lindsay. I spent many years teaching across Oxfordshire. I was careers leader in those schools and science teacher as well. Now I have set up a new not-for-profit company. It's CIC with Chas. It's called Easier and it's Employers and Schools in Action. It's all about bringing really high quality careers information into schools. We want to embed that information into the curriculum so that we're making what the young people are learning in schools really relevant to what they'll take out into the world.
Amazing. And Chas, what about yourself? For those who don't know you, who is Chas?
Hi. I'm Chas. My background's IT and I run a visual media company called Plastic Goldfish Company. I'm also an enterprise advisor through Oxlet, which I think has changed its name recently. That role involves, it's a role where I work with schools, helping schools connect with businesses and enrich the careers offering within class to all their pupils. The way that Easier started was that Lindsay was a careers lead at the school I was working at. We did a couple of little projects and they worked out really, really well. We decided that we should maybe give it a go and do it for other schools around Oxfordshire. So Easier was born.
Amazing, amazing. There's going to be two non-business related questions this morning. They're always the hard one, being the DJ on the radio. So Chas, no pressure. What's your song choice and why have you picked it?
It's about the kids, isn't it? So I picked Cool Kids by a local band called Maisie's Rainbow Dream.
Oxfordshire Station, Get Radio.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Hats off to Chas for picking an Oxfordshire band for an Oxfordshire radio station for an Oxfordshire business. Very on theme. Today we're joined by Lindsay Powell and Chas Snell of Easier. And we're really talking about preparing the next generation or our younger generation for the world of work. And Lindsay, I'm going to start with you really with quite a big question. Are the younger generation here in Oxfordshire prepared well enough for the world of work right now?
That is a big question. It's a really tricky thing to do. I'm obviously very supportive of teachers and the masses that have to be covered in the curriculum in school. So it's really difficult to find that time. But also as a teacher, to have the in-depth knowledge of all of the different work and labour market links to your subject is a huge challenge. Mm. And you actually, as a teacher, may never have been out and experienced any of these. So things like the Careers and Enterprise Company do employer encounters now, and that's something that Enterprise Oxfordshire have been doing a lot of. So that's a brilliant opportunity to go out there and see what's actually happening in the workplace and bring that back to your students. So it's brilliant having the Gatsby benchmarks that the government have put in place with the Gatsby Foundation to bring that base expectation into schools that you will have employer encounters, you will bring that careers education into the school. But as is often the case, it comes with no money. And you've got to make it something that's engaging for every young person who probably has a different idea of what they want to do. Many have no idea. And so there's probably a lot of people that don't know what they want to do, but think that that's a really bad thing. And it's not. It's okay at this point. And it's okay to go and rule things out, to try different things, to talk to different people. What Chaz and I are hoping to bring is that some people have the most amazing network around them, and some people have no network to go to. So EZEA wants to be that network for you. So you can go on, you can have a look at different roles, things you've never considered, and bring those opportunities into the classroom. You can embed these videos into what you teach, and we can make it just so much smoother for teachers to access that information and hopefully level up that opportunity.
A question for you, Chaz, and Lindsay, you may build on that, but I think something that Lindsay touched on there, which was very interesting, is that some students will have that support network around them and some won't. And I can't remember the stats, but I was reading a study a little while ago where it was saying that the probability that your children will do something similar to the parents, and the probability that you will become the sum of what you have at home. And I guess with that in mind, do you find that students that you're working with, when you first start working with them, probably they either have no plan, or their plan is to do what their parents do, or do you find that maybe they do have ideas, and those ideas change over a period of time? I'm intrigued of that thought process.
Well, as Lindsay was saying, I think it's really down to access of content, access of information, the people they get to interact with, friends of the parents that come around for drinks, maybe friends' parents. When they visit their houses, uncles, aunties, things like that, you know, they'll have an idea what they do for work. Some of the things that they do might sound okay. Some of the things they do might sound a little bit boring. And that's not really helping them narrow down the sort of interests that they may have and how they might work within business at different levels. So I think it's really trying to open that door and give them the opportunity to learn a bit more about what's out there and what happens. I mean, a good example is, some kids may well be up for, Formula One. I want to get into Formula One. It's really amazing. I want to get into football. I want to get into sport. I want to get into something like that. That's all well and good. There's masses of opportunity, especially around Oxfordshire, for that sort of thing. But maybe what they don't take into account is that what you see on a Formula One race weekend, for example, you see the drivers, you see the mechanics on site, but what you don't see is the teams and teams of people behind them that give them that are required in order to make all the wheels turn back end. And there's so many different sectors of and types of jobs and roles within all of these different types of companies, and without them, the company can't function. But it's really opening their eyes to these sorts of opportunities and making them aware that they are available and they can, there is an opportunity to work in an exciting environment. But it doesn't mean you have to hold a spanner or drive a car.
No, absolutely. And I think a really common simple phrase is you don't know what you don't know. And that's the great work that you're both doing to open up those eyes. Lindsay, one of the things that you touched on earlier in the show, which I thought was really interesting in terms of some teachers have only ever been in the education system, e.g. they've gone to school, then university, then become a teacher and stayed in the school. What more can be done to support teachers and to support teachers with understanding? I know that you touched on a really good scheme there, but is there anything that the Oxfordshire business can do to support that?
Absolutely. I think it's looking for those links and being open to the conversations. So there will be aspects of whatever industry you're in that overlap brilliantly with the curriculum. And there's such a wide-ranging approach that you can take to that. You could offer to come in and actually teach a specialist lesson on that part of the curriculum. For instance, I taught psychology for a while, and when you're teaching about focus groups, I can try my best to make it really interesting, but someone coming in who's actually conducted a focus group and can tell you, this bit went terribly wrong or this bit went really well. And when you ask questions like this, people respond brilliantly. It means so much more coming from somebody outside of the classroom who does that day in, day out.
No, absolutely. And Chaz, I hope you don't mind me building on you personally here, if that's okay. But I think that you're somebody that through networking has always stood out to me as a real go-getter in terms of you'll throw yourself into to each brand. And you have, you've run the Plastic Goldfish company. You've been on the photography side, which I appreciate falls under the Plastic Goldfish photography, IT, careers. It is really possible to change career and to change what you do and what you enjoy, isn't it? So what advice would you give to maybe young people listening or businesses listening or parents listening in terms of it not being too late to change direction and do new things and what would be the advice to make that successful?
It's properly scary at the moment. People don't get jobs for life. You go back a couple of generations, somebody may have worked in the newspaper industry or something like that. You got a job because your dad was in the job, and then that was it. That's what you did. You might sort of change a little bit of what you did, but you'd work for the newspaper, and then you'd retire, and your kids might find themselves working there. And that's how it used to be. It's absolutely not the case nowadays. I was looking at some stats, and they were saying that people coming into work from school and university are likely to have five or more careers within their working lifetime. It's scary numbers. But then again, you look at the fact that there weren't jobs, there were some jobs that are prevalent now that in this 10 years ago. I was looking through, there's things like a drone operator. It's a job. You can fly a drone for a living. That wasn't a thing 10 years ago. SEO, sort of, working on algorithms and things to promote websites and content on the internet. All of these sorts of things. Those jobs didn't exist. Even 10, 15 years ago. So yes, I mean you have to be prepared that whatever you enter into is probably not going to be what you're going to be doing at the end of your career. But that's not a bad thing. It's all about getting out there, getting on the ladder, really. Finding something that interests you, getting on the ladder, and then from there, growing and finding, what parts, elements of those jobs you like, what elements of those jobs you don't like, and looking for the next step that maybe involves more of the parts of the job that you enjoy doing, and just really growing your career through that way. I think a lot of what happens is accidental. I don't know if you guys feel the same sort of way, but a lot of times and a lot of positions I've been in work-wise through my career have been through ac pure accidents. It's, you can't plan that on a certain time you're going to be doing this and then you're going to do that. You just crack on, enjoy where you are at the moment, look at the elements you enjoy or don't enjoy, and then start looking maybe what you'd like to do next, and what comes up, and what opportunities pass your way, and it literally is that you can't plan. You just got to go for it and just enjoy every day in every job that you do.
Amazing. No, really, really good advice. Lindsay, Chaz had a big question earlier and he set a high bar. So, what is your song choice and why have you picked it?
People will be very disappointed in me, but for my children, I have to pick Taylor Swift. And I think to hit the right age range, as we look at young people going out into work, I want to pick 22.
Introducing you to local trusted experts. This is the Business Brunch. Sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network, the friendly, no-pressure networking group for Oxfordshire's business people. Sign up to our mailing list at obcn.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. I think you will be popular with the younger generation there, Lindsay. So well done. You are off the hook. If you are just joining in, we are joined by Lindsay Powell and Chas Snell of Easier, two absolute experts here in Oxfordshire who really are dedicating so much time and effort to support our younger generation, which I think real hats off go there. So thank you for everything you do. Lindsay, I'm really keen to focus on, just with one question really, just purely on the classroom, if that's okay. I think Chas before that break was talking really passionately about changing careers and accidental moves and going with it, and most will have five careers. So for parents listening, and a lot of people listening will be parents, what can you do to support your children be able to have as many doors open if they're not sure what they want to do? So if they've not worked with Easier yet, what can they do to leave as many doors open as possible at education age?
I think there can be a lot of potential negative talk. We can be talking about maybe what we can't do, and we close industries down, or we set expectations that something you can only do, and people say, if you're really academic or you're really intelligent, or we kind of belittle some industries and we say, oh, if you can't do anything else, you do this. So it's being careful how we talk about things and having that positivity behind it. But it's back to what Chas was saying, it's those transferable skills, and really they've been given such a poor reputation almost. We call them soft skills, as if they don't matter that much. But really, when you talk to anybody in any job that's recruiting people, they're saying, I'm looking for ambition, I'm looking for determination, I'm looking for a willingness to get involved. And it's all about these so-called soft skills. Mm. And they're not soft, they're really important. That if you don't go in with the right attitude, you're not going to progress. And so we actually need to build up the value that we place on this. So it isn't just, are you able to sit in the classroom, sit for an hour and focus on a task? It's, are you asking questions? Are you curious? Are you going out there and looking for more information? Can I help support you? And we can look at what podcasts we could listen together, or find experts that are talking about topics that you're really interested in. And you can do this with your child. You can actually look at how do we come little experts together on something. And it can be a really nice venture to do together.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Chas, I'm really keen to bring the conversation onto Easier, if that's okay. And I'm really keen to really build quite nicely into the story. So what did the careers work you do look like before Easier? I'm really kind of set the tone on what is careers typically like in a school, and I'm sure Lindsay will want to build on that. And my next question is very focused on what is Easier and how does it fit in, but let's focus on what does careers look like in schools right now.
Very good question. I'm not a careers leader, but I can answer from my point of view. So I'm somebody who has sort of dedicated time to working with schools in different ways over the years. I'm very lucky to have the opportunity to have time to do that. So I started as an enterprise advisor. There's something called Young Enterprise. I reckon a lot of people who are listening may well have been involved in that sort of thing when they were kids at school, where you set up a little business and you make candles or jewellery or something, and you sell them to your parents. And it's actually a really rewarding little thing to do. You learn a little bit about business, you learn a little bit about money, which is a really big deal for kids at the moment. They don't really touch money or feel money or see money. So it's quite hard to really understand values, I think, now for the new generation. I feel for them. Mm-hmm. So it was a really good tool. Did that for a good few years. Done one-to-one and group mentoring for schools as well. And then landed a enterprise advisor role. So it's a non-paying role. There's quite a few of us, 20 odd, I think, plus, around Oxfordshire. Each of us are given a school or a couple of schools. And the idea really within that role is to connect businesses, the local businesses with schools, and really enrich the content, the information, if you like, passed on to students, and make it really, really relevant. We try and engage, bring people into school to talk to students, give them a really good feel of what's out there and what it's all about, from an actual person who can stand and chat with them. But it's super hard to organize and do that. Time's difficult. A lot of people are not time rich, and it's quite hard for schools to organize these sorts of things. So what Lindsay and myself did previously, when Lindsay was a careers lead, we created a series of videos for Green Careers Week, which we visited several people, had them chatting about what's going on and what their background is, what their business does, and the type of jobs and what it's like to work within that sort of industry. Wrapped them up into little videos and made them available to all the classrooms throughout school, so that if they wished, they could use that content within class. And the feedback was very good from teachers, which was really amazing. As Lindsay's skipped through a couple of different bits and pieces that she's been involved with post-teaching, we decided that we should maybe give that idea a go again and see what happens. But rather than doing it for a single school, we'd do it for all schools throughout Oxfordshire. So we actually did Green Careers Week, I think, again, and went out and visited companies, collect some nice rich content, some really nice looking content that's really nice and engaging. Lindsay put together lesson plans as well, which made it super, super easy for teachers to pick up the video and pick up the lesson plan and roll with it within class without having to worry about how it fits in or how it works with their current learning patterns within the classroom. The feedback was very, very good. With a lot of schools engaged with it, which was really amazing. Classes within schools saw the content and used the content. And so we decided that maybe it is a thing and maybe we should look to do a little bit more of this. We are a CIC, a community interest company, which is a little bit like a charity. The content we're delivering to schools is completely free. I urge any listeners who are listening, prompt the schools, see if they're involved, get them to sign up. Doesn't cost a single thing, and we create some really great content that they can use. It's well, ultimately, that's the plan going forwards, is to try and create as much content as we can to make available to schools for free and enrich the careers content, careers curriculum, if you like, within those schools.
Amazing, amazing. I think I've said this a couple of times, and I truly mean it. Hats off to you both. I think as a recruiter, we it only took me half an hour to get that in, Chaz. As a recruiter, I think that so regularly, we speak to individuals in their 20s, and that haven't really had that career support when they were at school, and actually, they so often come to us and say, I wish I started earlier. I wish I did that, or feeling that they're on the back burner. So I think that really, really, absolutely, hats off to you. I'm going to build on that in two parts, if that's okay. And Lindsay, you can take the education side, and Chaz, you can take the business side. So let's focus on schools, really. So for a school, of course, to me, a business person, it sounds like an absolute no-brainer. And I think that something that has been widely reported that you touched on earlier, Lindsay, is teachers are stretched. Teachers have a big workload. So from a school point of view, you're a teacher. How does a teacher go about signing up with you guys, getting into the lesson plans? And can you kind of share a little bit of a story of what that would look like for the school and really that impact? Is that okay?
Yeah, brilliant. So at the moment, we have the website. You can pop onto the website, you can sign up your school. And then we are in the process of building a learning management system.
Right.
That will hold all of the lesson plans, the videos, so you will be able to search for content that matches the sort of thing that you are teaching. You will then be able to, you can basically use it however you want, however works for the lesson that you're teaching. So if you just want a little clip or a starter activity to your lesson, you could use it as that. Or you could pull out the more in-depth activities that you can then link across. So when we were doing Green Careers Week, for instance, we had a session where we worked with Beard, but as well as then filming on site at UK Atomic Energy, we also then talked through the bid process. So it was to link to an English lesson of how do you write persuasively if you are writing a bid to convince someone that they should be using you. And it's bringing in these different techniques that you may not have thought of the overlap with.
Do you know what? That I see such value. And again, I'm sorry, I'm going to mention my recruitment business one more time. But as a lot of the rest of regular listeners will know, we set up our own graduate program. And as part of our graduate program, we've employed some really bright grads, you know, one of which a scholarship to a private school for her written English. And do you know what? The biggest thing for these really bright grads that come out is, of course, their spelling and grammar is great, their vocabulary is great, but actually writing in a persuasive way and commercial awareness is, it's not about writing the best essay, is it? It's really about making your point and giving those features and benefits and your close. So no, huge. I totally get it. But it's one of those things that I think if we go back to something you said earlier, Lindsay, if you are a teacher that has being a teacher, gone through education, stayed in education, you might not necessarily know that. So no, really fascinating. Chaz, I think a lot of businesses listening right now will be listening to what you've both said and find it really inspiring. So if businesses want to support, how can they support? What's the minimum they could do? What's the maximum they do? Talk to me about how businesses can engage and support this in really, really important need.
Sure. So there's a few elements to it. The most important element is we want content. We want people to talk about the cool things they're doing, about why what they do is so amazing, why maybe people should get involved and work in the sector that they work in. Tell stories. Ultimately, that's what we need to do. We've got lots of different types of content coming through, and we want lots of companies to come along and give us that content so we can move it through to schools. We are looking for small companies, large companies, charities. We really, you know, we're not just like looking at big names and things like that, you know, because that isn't what happens out there in the real world. You know, there's chippies and plumbers and electricians. There's people all the way up to who work for big corporates. You know, we want to tell the story from as many angles as we can. And of course, charities as well, very, very important. You know, they do really amazing things, and charities are a really good sector to work within as well. And we want to give them the opportunity to tell their stories and be part of this as well. Ultimately, we want to create rounded content from lots of different aspects, and to make it as real as we can for the students within schools. Mm-hmm. The way our business works, say we are a CIC, we are a charity, if you like. We are giving all our content to schools for free, and that will always be the case. I feel some of the more hard hit schools in some of the poorer areas are the ones that would benefit most from the content that we're creating. But that means that we do need to try and find a way to be able to fund the videos that we're creating. So what we ask is that when businesses get involved, they don't have to, and a lot of businesses can't, and we appreciate that. But we do ask if they are able to make a small contribution to allow us to be able to produce more content going forwards. Larger businesses, we're happy to speak with those guys, see if they would be comfortable to come in and start sponsoring what we do and allow us to be able to continue to create content. The more funding that we're able to get within the business, the more content we can create and put out to schools for free. It doesn't cost us very much to run and do what we do. We're a very lean setup. So a little bit of money can go a long way and produce a lot of videos. So, we're not here looking for lots and lots of cash. We don't normally do the cash thing. We don't normally talk about this sort of side, but you asked, and I feel it is maybe relevant.
It's a business show. It's important. It really, really is.
So it's the truth. It's the fact of the matter. It is what it is. But it's not all about that. It's more about the rich content. And we're looking for the smaller businesses, the charities, and things like that to come forward, chat with us as well as the larger ones. And we want to create as much content as possible and tell as many stories as we possibly can.
No, amazing. Amazing. Hats off to you both. So it's time for a song. Let's see if Get Radio, the radio station, can match your good song choices.
The Business Brunch Podcast with Ben Thompson, sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. Discover our membership packages to help you grow your business at obcn.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Get Radio, unlucky. I think Chaz and Lindsay have beat you this morning. But back to business. If you are just tuning in, we're joined by Lindsay Powell and Chaz Snell of Easier. And we've really been talking about supporting our next generation. And I think that there are three prongs to that. They're supporting the schools, they're supporting businesses, they're supporting students at the heart of it. And also, I think Chaz and Lindsay haven't quite said this, but I think it's about supporting Easier, support enabling them to make that big difference, as Chaz was touching on before that last song. So I'm really keen to really talk about careers, get back to careers and content. What kind of things are you finding are really interesting for students, and what kind of things are really not interesting for students? Are there businesses that you're looking for that would be really good to come and engage with you? Are there businesses that might not be that interesting, but actually it's really important to show what a bricklayer does, or what I don't know, a supermarket worker does, in a complete non-derogatory way? Is that still interesting?
I think it's important to showcase every industry, every business, and we would do so without judgment as well, because it's important that the young people are making their own decisions. But I don't know if everybody is necessarily realizing the conversations that young people take online and the way that they are labeling industries and businesses that, as far as they're concerned, they won't touch. And it's quite frightening if you're in that industry and you're trying to recruit into that industry, that you've got a whole generation that are going, don't really want to work in that. It doesn't sound attractive, or it doesn't sound like it's got a good work-life balance, or the pay's not great. They are coming up with these decisions. They are spreading these myths among themselves. And actually, you need to infiltrate that with your actual message.
You make a really interesting point there, Lindsay, because I think that there's a lot of people who want to work in perceived glamorous industries, isn't there? And I think that a very common one is football. Let's focus on football. I think that there, if we were to go into every school in Oxfordshire, there would be a lot of people that either wanted to be a footballer or wanted to work in football. And actually, I think that we've all got lots of friends who work in that sector or have gone on and played football, and it's not just glamorous. It really isn't. You can never get away from the game, and actually, if you are that support staff around it, you're going to be working very unsociable hours, and you're probably not going to be paid very well, etc., etc. And but then there are other sectors. I think recruitment's a really great example, which I doubt whether you've come across any students as part of your program who said, "I really want to work in recruitment," for Thompson and Terry, obviously. But actually, recruitment is typically a Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. There is lots of progression. There will always be a need for it. So I think it is really, really important to stress that the perceived piece of certain careers, sometimes there are less glamorous sides as well, isn't there?
Yeah, and I think it works both ways as well, because employers will have a perception of young people.
Yeah. And
it's not always positive. So actually going into schools and meeting the young people and thinking, actually they're coming to me with challenging views and they have thoughts that can change the direction that I'm going in. So I think
absolutely,
it can work both ways. And we've all got to be careful on what judgments we place on, like you said, you know, young people placing their judgments on industries and then employers and their judgments on young people. And I've had students that have gone on and been footballers, as we've talked about before. And it is a challenging thing. Some of them have made it, some of them have done really well. Some of them, I'm so glad we talked about having a backup plan, because they have struggled with injury. And these are important conversations to have. And at no point are we saying, don't go for your dreams. You know, whatever your dream, whatever your goal, aim for that, but just have a plan in the background for what am I going to do in case this doesn't work out. Not, oh well, you know, if I fall into this, it'll be all right, because there's a lot that we attach to it as well. We can look at all the mental health issues surrounding how we see ourselves in society and in our career. And so a backup plan shouldn't be, oh, it's all gone wrong, I've fallen into this. And that perception is important there as well.
Lindsay, I couldn't agree more. I really, really couldn't agree more. And I hope you don't mind me to share this story, but I think that it will really add credence. So something I don't talk about that often, but at the age of 18, I signed for a Premiership rugby club. I got hit by a car doing 80 miles an hour, had a bleed on the brain, broken neck, and was in a wheelchair for a year. And I'm brain damaged to this day, which a lot of people don't know. And I think that advice I got very early on was leave a plan B and a C and a D. And, you know, I've gone on and had a reasonable career off the back of it. But I think that so many people that I know that have been in a similar scenario didn't have a plan B, C, D, E, F and G. And I think that hopefully that story has come across as a way of always having that backup. Chaz, I'm going to let you get in a word in, because I feel like I've just been taking the limelight for the last couple of minutes. But I think one of the things that we really like to do on this show is really share top tips and to share some things to think about. And I'm going to put the two of you on the spot here, actually, because normally we leave a last in top tip. But actually, could you leave a top tip, please, for the business listening, the school listening, and the young person listening? Is that okay? So three short tips. Is that right? Over to you, Chaz.
I'll happily go from a business perspective. I think kids coming out of school nowadays, and Lindsay mentioned this earlier, they are choosing which type of companies they do and don't want to work for very, very early. And I think a lot of it's around green, sustainable, the type of image the company has. I think they're choosing very early days whether they feel they want to be part of that type of company and the culture and the type of the way the company puts itself across. I feel that business leaders could learn a lot by going into schools and speaking with these students. And I think there's a lot to be learned with regards to how people feel and perceive your business, because ultimately they are the workforce, the next generation of workforce, and you know these businesses are going to need them. I think some businesses, I think, will be surprised on what they hear, how young people perceive those businesses to be and behave and perform and function. I think it would be an interesting thing for them to try. But ultimately, I think that's very important for kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Lindsay, your turn. What's your top tip?
I think we need to also look at the statistics around those people who are NEET, so not in employment, education or training. We've got, at the end of last year, we had a high of 13.4% of 16 to 24 year olds who were NEET. We really need to inspire these people. And last year's GCSE statistics, you look and you've got You can read the headline. We've got 59.6% of young people who achieved a pass in maths. Flip that, because that means we've got around 40% who actually weren't achieving a pass in their maths. And so if we look at that and say, actually, this isn't a case of 40% of people are unable to achieve that. I don't believe that at all. I think we need to provide inspiration and goals. And if you're actually engaged and you can see a positive endpoint, you can see a reason for sitting there. And I'm not saying everybody's going to engage in school and everyone's going to love it and jump out of bed on a Monday morning and run to the school gates. It's not realistic. You know, goodness knows we don't all do it with work. But it's if you have a reason to do it, if you can see that there is a longer term advantage and it looks exciting and it looks beneficial, then actually you're going to sit there, you're going to engage, and we're going to get better results in the process. So from a business point of view, it's a case of how do we positively talk about what you're doing? But it's also be honest, you know, tell the potential negatives, because even if then someone decides against going into that industry because of what you've said, that's a positive for that young person because they've not spent 2 years in something that they're really not enjoying. If it's a very outdoors job and you've not mentioned that some days they're going to be out in the rain and then suddenly they're out in the rain going, I hate this. You've invested in training that young person. You've invested time and effort in that person for something that they should never have looked at in the first place. And young people also then need to have these conversations. They need to, I understand that it's a scary thing to do, pick up the phone, send the emails, go and approach people in the workplace. And actually most of us are flattered if somebody says, can I just talk to you about what you do? Can I just get a little bit of advice? And don't be afraid to do that. I think most people are open to talking about what they do and how they got there. And hopefully we've got an interesting story to tell. Both Chaz and I have flitted between different careers, tried different things, and we've learned a lot from the process, and we learn about ourselves by doing it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, great, great advice. And we are running out of time very, very rapidly. We've got, I reckon, 30 seconds each left. So as a final piece, one tip for the young person, one tip for the young person that's listening now, let's say age 14, if you could give that advice when you were a 14-year-old, what's the final tip? One each. Go, Chaz.
I'll go first. Use LinkedIn, the platform. Engage with people who interest you. Find people in businesses that do roles that sound quite intriguing. Get in touch with them. See if they respond. Not everyone's going to respond, but one or two might. And you know, ask for advice on what you can do, or what sort of things you need to be considering if you were looking to step into a sector, a job, a role, a company such as them.
Amazing. 20 seconds, Lindsay. What's your final tip?
Believe in yourself, have a go, back yourself that you've got something good to offer.
Amazing. A great tip to end the show. So thank you so much to our two experts for joining us on the Business Brunch here on Get Radio today. We have been joined by Lindsay Powell and Chaz Snell of Easier. So please, please, please do head over to their website, follow them on socials, and do something. Do something. Of course, if you're able to support financially, or if you're able to do partnerships, great. But even if you're able to give some content or shout about what they do, I'm sure it'd be really, really, really appreciated. We are going to be back next week. And next week, we have got something a little bit different. We normally do a couple of times a year. I'm joined by Rich Smith of The Breakfast Show, and we're going to be reflecting back on the shows over the last probably 6 months, and we're going to be talking about some of the topical things of here in Oxfordshire under the business umbrella. So really, really looking forward to that conversation with Rich. Finally, just a reminder, you can listen to this radio show on the radio or online every Sunday at 11 a.m. Do look out for the podcast version, which is released on every major podcast platform and is released on the Monday morning. And if you would like to see my lovely guests, do look out for the video version, which is released on the Get Radio Facebook page and their website every Tuesday. But for now, whatever you're doing here in Oxfordshire, enjoy, and we'll see you next week.